Today I'm going to talk on the past, the present, and the future of every Christian. You know, I can't tell of your future as a person, as an individual, but I can tell your future when it comes to Christian nobles. And I know what God has in plan for every believer. That's why I feel like ministering this way. What do you think will have provoked this message? The condition we are in all over the world, particularly in our nation, our beloved nation, Nigeria, needs encouragement. Hello. And today, the Lord will encourage somebody. So, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. And you has he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye yielded according, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, in his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might have the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'll stop there. Hallelujah. In a nutshell, I read to you our past and also our present and also our future as Christian believers. What was our past like? We were dead in trespass. Another word for trespass is sinfulness. Amen. So let us look at the three communion looks. One, the backward looks, to remember what Christ did to save us. Two, we look inward to face off with ourselves. results. As a result, did what has that made us? Today, we look forward to the essence of that. That is the return of Christ. As Christian nobles, these are the three things that we are concerned with. Hallelujah. Okay? So, by the grace of the Lord, as we understand this, it will guide you daily. And I can put it in another way. Some three other important looks. One, we need to look to the past of our lives. When you look, you have a hindsight of your life. You look back, you consider by way of memory all your life has been. What does it make us to be? And you compare yourself with the present. What does it make us to be? It makes us humble. Amen? When you saw, or when you consider what you have been, and now you see your condition, you are better. Now, don't you feel humble before the Lord? Do you feel proud? And has made you what you are? No, you fear me. Oh God, thank you, right? So, that's key. Our past compared with the present makes us see something like improvement, like progress, like something better. Hallelujah. Keep on following me. I'm building. Number three. Sometimes we also look to the future. When you look into the future, what do you expect? What do you expect? Better. So what does that make you to be? Oh, good. You are happy. You are joyful. Hallelujah. So whatever you may be going through, I have it's word to say to somebody that tomorrow will be better. Your tomorrow will be better than today. It can't be worse. It will only be better. More so that God is guiding us in his way. And God will not lead you to the wilderness of waywardness. He won't lead you to vague future. He won't lead you to abstract life. He won't lead you to things that are meaningless. No, he will make you better. The Bible says in the beginning, the world was void. But when God came to it, what happened? He made it perfect. And he made the sun and he said it was good. Made the moon, said it was good. Made man and said it was good. Hallelujah. So we are the image of God in particular. Hey, don't abuse me because I'm coming up from the image of God. Amen. And if you see anybody out there, don't abuse them because they are the image of God. And God has plans for everybody. Therefore, you aren't qualified because to criticize how anybody is, because you can't make a strand of the air. He made them male and female. And you don't have right to reject how you are made. Rather, lift up your hand and praise him for who you are. Amen. If he has made you a man, give glory to him. If he has made you a woman, give glory to him. All are made for his glory. Hallelujah. And some people who seem to have some deformity don't bother about them. God will sort things out for them. I don't have anything. Why it happens? This morning I was going through a particular video in the social media, that's TikTok, and I saw a man with hunchback or humpback, whichever you call it, put that right. And he was hanging out with a very pretty, fair complexion, tall lady. And so, the content like I was saying, people will say he has used jazz for this girl. True, true. I didn't believe it was true love until I took time, because I enjoy to finish it. And until I took time to finish it. After I finish, I say, God, you are awesome. And the content maker said, how did you meet? I was interested to know. The young man said, I just saw her by the tap getting water, and I hired her, but she didn't give me a pleasant response. So meanwhile, you girl, how did you meet? He said, my friends have spoken bad of him. And because of his condition too, I didn't want to see him. So he kept greeting me. He kept pursuing me. I said, what is it? Leave me alone. She didn't know she was going to marry him. Praise God. So, her friends had told her, that he's a womanizer. Okay, so that alone locked him from her. But when she began to consider, I said, let this man who's troubling, let me even say, ask him what he wants. So what? Say, no, at least let's talk. Let's be talking. At least let's start talking. He said, what do you want to talk about? You know, women, how they will toss you, you know. So they began to talk. Suddenly I just began to develop interest in him. I don't know how it came. And some people will say, is he using jazz on you? Praise God. To tell you the Almighty is almighty. That's just the best for it. He's almighty. So they were talking, by and large, would you marry me? By and large, they will first say no, they will first say this, eventually they married. They now have an issue. And 6 years now they are into the marriage. He said, he didn't use anything on me. See, I too much like him. And we always want to create content outside. I deliberately want to flaunt him when we are out. I hug him, I hold him. And when we are in the public, we kiss, we romance, we forget that people are looking at us. I do it deliberately. The woman, oh. Somebody say, praise God. It happens. Who is behind that? Jehovah himself. Hallelujah. And he can do that for anybody. Therefore, nobody has the right to condemn anyone. That's where I started. Nobody has the right to look down on anybody. Money is not the right of certain people. It's not the right of certain family. Unlike in the UK, the royal family are set. It's like they are born to be adorned and to be adored by the whole country. And everything will be given. They can sap the whole country to the extent of their needs. And that can't be shared by another family, that family will be the one. And that family is since centuries or thousands of years. Praise God. But for others, you get to know that today you are not privileged, tomorrow you will be privileged. One significant event will happen in your life, and this message will give birth to certain things in your life that have been waiting to happen. This message will give birth to them. It will reproduce, it will pave the way for such things, especially when we are praying. Praise God. So, when we look at the future, we are joyful. Things will be better. I want you to say to yourself, my tomorrow will be better than today. So don't regret anything that you may be going through. If you are regretting, you may be qualified as your condition is less now. You may have been qualified to be elevated. But if you are now regretting your position, you may think differently. And as a result of that, you may miss the next trip. So, I know that you may not like all the things coming your way, but they will work out for your good. So the past of every Christian is, may not be sweet, may not be good. We were children of disobedience. We were aliens to the Commonwealth promise. We were strangers to the things of God. We were wicked and stubborn. For you to be an enemy of God, you know what that means? This guy I'm talking of said, I hated him. When she has not known something, she hated him. Later when she discovered that this is your God-made life partner, she loved him. So I pray that you will not hate your second half. Let me hear you say amen. Even when you are not married, say amen. Praise the Lord. So we don't see a picture when we look behind. Honestly, you don't see a pleasant picture. When you are thinking where you are coming from, do you see a pleasant picture? No. But thank God we are better today, and you will be better tomorrow. We were all dead in trespasses and sin, and we walked according to the cause of wickedness, the cause of the children of disobedience. In the wrath of God, God was angry with us every day. That's what the Bible says. God is angry with the sinner how? Every day. If you are a sinner today and you are sinning, this is enough for you to come out. You say God is angry with the sinner how? Every day. Okay, so if anybody will be angry with you, let them be, but not God. Not God. Praise the Lord. Because it's your last hope, and it's your first hope, and it's your middle hope, it's your beginning and the end. Praise the Lord. We all walk according to the course of this world, according to the children, to the spirit that walk in the children of disobedience. That's who we were. And so thank God we are better now. We see those who are still living in sin today, and we shake our head rather than being attracted to their sinfulness. Amen. Rather than flaunting our body's nakedness for people to see. No. You won't do that. We have been living in the lust of our flesh, in the gaze of the eyes, and in the gloat of the pride of life. We have been desiring things that will destroy us. That's the unfortunate thing about it all. Because sin is what? A reproach. And so we desire that sinfulness so that we call it enjoy, but we didn't know it was going to cause reproach for us. Shame. Don't you know the end of sin? What does it bring? As soon as you are done with what you were bent in doing, you regret. So sin is hideous. You want to hide it. You don't want to say you are the one who did this. You want to deny doing it. Praise God. All right, so that was what we were. We had been overcome by Satan. And so he sent us on errands, and we diligently deliver without being paid for it. Just like the Apostle Paul, who would take letter to go and persecute the Christians. Nobody paid him for it. But he was doing it happily. You can see that. And so our mind has been twisted and torn to interpret what is bad to good. We can't see right nor interpret well. Praise the Lord. Okay, but thank God, even though we have John chapter 3 verse 36. John 3 verse 36. Somebody to read. God bless you. Thank you. Now, what's the meaning of wrath? Anger. Not just anger. Intense anger. Furious anger. An anger that is hotter than anything else. So, the wrath of God abideth in such people that do not believe in God. So, let's go to the present. Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 6. Another person, a sister. A sister. Okay. Praise God. That's the position we are in. But God, let me give you a small description of that God and what he could do. Who is rich in mercy, had mercy on us, and had what? Quicken us. Another word for quicken is, sorry, make alive, yes, rejuvenated, had really propelled us as give me another word for it, awakened us. Praise God. The Lord that is rich in mercy, before he started doing it, he knew he was up to it, up to the task, because he's rich in mercy. He said, by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God. It's not of yourself, but it is the gift of God. Lest any man suppose. So, today, we are living in the grace of the living God. And nothing will take you away from God's grace. And so, we have been blessed. There is a big but in our life. But for God. We will have been this. But for God. We have been forgotten. We will have rusted. We will have rotten in nonsense, in evil and iniquity, in trespasses, in sinfulness. But for God, there's a negative but, there's a positive but. In this case, the positive but, that God put a mark, a blockage. He stopped the flow and started his own work. And that's why the Bible says we are his workmanship. We are the product of his crafting, you know, made of hands. Hallelujah. So I can't tell what progress you are going to make tomorrow, but it's going to be enormous. How? It is to the extent of the wisdom of God in crafting you, because it's the butter and you are the clay. Rich in mercy. He's rich in grace. Rich in everything that has to do with salvation. He's rich in love to feed you, to nurture you, to bring you up, and to establish you in his love. Hallelujah. And you can now flaunt his goodness in your life. For by grace are you saved through faith. We were dead in trespasses. He had made us alive. He had quickened us. He has regenerated us. He has redeemed us and sponsored us to be out of that deadness. And we are a new creation. Hallelujah. The life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And we are alive in Christ, alive to righteousness, alive to good work, alive to faith, alive to doing good, alive to obeying God, alive to his word. That reminds me of the opening passage of many of us read Things Fall Apart. I read it when I was a small boy. But it reminds me, turning and turning from the Wadniga, the falcon, yeah, the falconer. We were like that. We were like the falcon that cannot, falcon is a bird, that cannot hear the falconer. And things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loose upon the world. In other words, we were doing what we thought was right. And nobody has a way to bring us back. We were dispersed. And the farther we go, the more we wanted to go. Praise the Lord. Hey, if we were to go and to continue like that, the end is fatal. But thank God, God blocked that journey that would have ruined us eternally and brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light of his dear Son. Praise the name of the Lord. So a new life came out of us, and we begin to live according to the product of that grace which he has applied for us. And now we are seated together with Christ Jesus. We are in heavenly places. How? Far above what? All principalities and powers. Aren't you happy? You are above the devil. Satan himself, you are above him. I marvel that you are afraid of the devil. What a dwarf you are making yourself to be. You are more than that. You are now a giant in the spirit. And you will ever remain so. Nothing will conquer. You remain invincible, unconquerable, unstoppable in everything you do in life. God will pave the way to progress for you. Praise God. So, it is key to know that no matter the weather of the day, you are more than the weather. Primarily, you are a citizen of Nigeria. But basically, you are a citizen of heaven. And the resources of heaven will be brought to your doorstep to help you succeed. So it's not only what you see, but what God can do for you. Hallelujah. So that's where we are presently. Presently, we are seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Listen, I've been having deliverances as one of my major area of ministry by the grace of God, both in the south, in the west here, and as well as the north. And I've had a profound deliverance ministry. The day you realize that you are with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, that position, and at every moment that you enforce it, Satan has never in any way has anything to plead against it. Once I decree that I'm from so and so, and I'm so and so, I am saying this, it happens to me. But God knows I'm not lying, by the grace of God. And it is a mystery that God has done. It's also a greater mystery when you know it. For ye shall know the truth. I mean, the truth has been there, because there is nothing we can do against the truth but for the truth. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. There is nothing we can do against the truth but for the truth. And as a result of that, the truth is parallel. What is true of Christ is true of you. Hello? That's the reason, that's the meaning of Jesus Christ. You sitting down together with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. It means whatsoever is true of Christ is true of you. Meaning, you are joined heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. For I reckon that the suffering of this world are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Why? Because you have become a joint heir with Christ. You don't get the meaning of joint heir. Yeah. Co-inheritance. Associate children with God the Father. In other words, you know how great Jesus Christ is as God. He has now made you a joint heir with him. That is, you now have equal access to your Father's possession. Hallelujah. Does that not shock you? I'm excited, you know. Those are the truth that came on me when I began deliverance ministry, especially when I was at the other. They didn't know the truth that God worked in me. But by the grace of God, God helped me to bring deliverance and healing to that ministry. By the grace of God, God helped me to bring healing to that ministry. Yes, they were talk of somebody who can practicalize something. This truth was what God established in my spirit. And before you know it, things had changed for me. Hallelujah. And I know that things will change for somebody here. You may be an ordinary person today, but you'll be somebody great tomorrow. You are already somebody great. I pray you will accept this and you will align it with your spirit. Those people, they also had it, but it didn't mix with faith in them, so it didn't profit them. The word I'm preaching today will profit somebody. Will profit you. It will profit you. It will profit you. It will profit you. In the name of Jesus. So understand that one thing is for God to do it. Another thing is for somebody who is a Christian to pray it in and be conscious you now have it. No, the last is for you, having known that you already have it, to now work on that. And for you to fail. Are you listening? God has to fail. Hello? I said, for you to fail, God has to fail. It's not blasphemous. I say, for you to fail, God has to fail. And you know, God cannot fail. Therefore, I cannot. Hallelujah. We believe in the great work that Christ has wrought on the cross. It's not just mental assent. It's not just, they say it, I'm not against it. No, you have to key into it. That's the difference between somebody who walks in power and another person who sings in power, who accepts power, but does not benefit him. You will benefit in the power of God. Praise the Lord. There's no mystery about it. In this ministry, you will see the dead rise. In this ministry, you see paralyzed people walking with your korokoro eye. It's not going to be long. Very soon, we are walking towards that. God will help us. And he's helping us already. If he's not helping us, I will have told you. He's helping us. Yeah. So, I had a testimony with the workers yesterday on the progress we are making on our new site. And through the grace of God, if God is helping us, we want to put heavy money in the place we were to take, which is close by to the other one. So, they are presenting it as faultless. But through the gift of God in me, I told them, no, go. They came back and told me nothing. I said, go again. And by the grace of God, they were able to get the problem. And they said, oh, it's under government acquisition. As it is under government acquisition, they are just asking us to come and settle everybody involved. Settle government representative, settle Omonile's, settle the owner, settle everything that they have put in order to reacquire from government. I say, yes, those who are in government today, they won't be there tomorrow. And once you have made a deal, you have made a deal. That's why they say, sebia emptor, meaning let the buyers beware. So I'm not going for that. It is then that he now told me, yeah, in fact, that is actually what Susu Asu person told us, that we should be way careful of this kind of arrangement and that it is faulty. Legally, it cannot fly. So God save us from sorrow. And he will save you from sorrow. He will guide you through his word, through his revelation. Praise God. So, finally, let the future. Listen, can I tell you something? You may want to hear this. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Say that loud. Let me hear you like that. I prophesy the best will come your way. The best you have never seen. People will disappoint you. Not because of that. Look at people as feelings, as wicked, as hopeless. Rather, what do? you still have to trust somebody. Why? The first Adam carried us to slavery, but the second Adam gave us freedom. And so the second person you're going to give a chance will be the one that to uplift you and bring the glory and the plan of God to your life. In the name of the living Jesus, don't ever be ruled by yesterday. Be ruled by today and tomorrow. The future is coming your way. God will break forth in his panorama. Beautiful arrays of roses, they come your way, and by the grace of God, you will hold your breast and you will say, a breathtaking moment. In fact, you will be lost in ecstasy. You will dance. You will sing. You will jubilate. You will celebrate. You will wave your hand. You will acknowledge the Lord. Because the future is great for you. I'm talking to somebody here. The future is great for you. The future is great for you. Who is that person I'm talking to? Rise up and let me see you. Hallelujah. The future is going to be great. Tomorrow will be great. The blessing of God will not leave you. The power of God will not leave you. It will channel you. It will empower you. It will establish you. It will grant you. It will enable you. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray and ask the Lord to do some great things. Listen, Africa is a land of blessing. Nigeria is the capital of Africa. Lagos is the capital of Nigeria. Do you see? From immemorial, God has planted Africa to be a blessing. Can you see? Abraham had a problem. There was lack. He went to Africa. God bless him. Isaac, same thing. He went to Africa. He was blessed. Jacob also, he went to Africa. He was blessed. the first family to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit was the Ethiopian eunuch who was there. He's from Africa. Can you see that? The man who carried the cross of Christ was an African. Simon, he carried the cross. He suffered under the body of the cross. He endured. He has made Africa to be part of the cross. Africa will be part of the blessing. And when we talk of Africa, you talk of Nigeria. When you talk of Nigeria, you talk of Lagos. When we talk of Lagos, we talk of you. You will be blessed. Hallelujah. You've got to understand that God is working something out. A revival is coming to Africa. A revival is coming to Nigeria. By the grace of God, you and I will be part of it. You will not be outside it. You will not die. You will not be sick. You will not be useless. You will not fall. You will not be in the world. By the grace of the Lord, God will make you part of that blessing. The future of Nigeria is great. The future of Africa is great. We have a blessing. We have blessed land. The white are seriously trying to scramble for Africa. You understand that? But we are going there to be slaves to them. And they are getting us so cheap. By the grace of the Lord, our wealth will come to our land. And in the name of the Lord, we shall prosper. I will see you prosper. I will see you prosper. You will be part of that blessing. And nothing will take your blessing from you. In the name of Jesus. That is one thing you know. And once you know it, you are a different man. Don't let anybody take what you have. Through the grace of God, you will only increase. You will increase. You will not diminish. I say you will not diminish. All your fears shall be allayed. Put on Christ. And by the grace of God, those fears shall be no more. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and bless the name of the living Jesus. Praise him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Lord, I thank you for this. I receive this blessing. Let it remain mine. you will not be lost. You will not be excluded. You will not be excluded. You will not fail. You won't survive. You won't falter. Hey, Rakumorida, Malakomode Kente, Ireke Mandobodiki Telimariko Kolobori Manta. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we acknowledge you. We bless your name. Mosondo de Makalari Kente, Eketo Kolobori Makarabas Marikoto. Raise up your right hand. My Lord, my Father, we have not come for mere exercise, but your word had sparked something in us. A life has come up. My God, there is a generation of faith nobles. Include these ones whose hands are up. Among the heroes of faith today, and all that they have had, I pray that we mix with faith. And as it mix with faith, let it become blessing unto them. In the name of Jesus, all that the power of the Holy Spirit can do in the life of a person, come and do it in them. Lord, make them a special person. A gazing stock, an example of God's working in people that God will flaunt them. Have you considered brothers so and so? Have you considered sister so and so? Go and see him. You will see his blessing. Lord, I bless this one with the blessings of heaven. And I reach out that the blessings of the New Testament will be theirs. The blessings that Christ has earned for us. Because God, who is rich in mercy, has soaked us in the blessing. Has soaked us in his mercy. And has soaked us in his grace. My Lord, I pray that the same grace that brought salvation, that same grace will bring every blessing in our way. Lord, the people of the world go out. They want to test. They want to find out from people, fortune tellers, what is their future like. My God, in this place, help us to open the future of somebody and let that make that person a new being. Lord, as we declare through the revelation in the Spirit that this is what God has for you, for your future, I pray, Lord God, they will never swerve away from it. They will remain there and they will prosper. Make everybody prosper in this assembly. I've spoken prophetic word to their life. I pray this for prophetic word will make things great for them. In the name of Jesus, let there come a transformation, a renewal, Lord, a regeneration. Let your word requicken the people. Let your word make out a new people out of them. In the name of Jesus, let them surge out of their darkness. Let them come into the bright light of God, where blessings are seen clearly. Help us. Before, we have seen in a glass darkly. Now let them see face to face. Let them know, even as they are known, the blessing of God. I pray, let the Spirit of grace continue to confirm this word which I have spoken in the life of everybody. Confirm it. Confirm it in their life. Confirm it in their spirit. Confirm it in their home. Confirm it in the work they do. Confirm it. Let them prosper. Lord, empower them. Establish them. Empower them. Establish them. You will not beg before you eat. Things will come your way. Favor shall surround you. God's mercy will soak you. We amass you. We drown you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Help us that throughout life we remain as new people, empowered by this word. Glory be to your name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We give thanks to God for the message. What a timely message. Thank you, sir.